This is Phil Farron. I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I am going to come in tomorrow for a little bit. unfortunately, but I am going to come in. Oh, lands, it's been a week. It actually started up last week. And I think I probably mentioned it last week that we've got... Oh, our little web store is having problems. And we pretty much have no idea why. Oh, code runs sometimes, doesn't run other times. Oh, man, we have dug down into logs. We have checked stuff. We're getting closer to the point where we can actually see into the fact that, yep, there's definitely something happening there, but we just have no idea. We're still processing orders, but, you know, our failure rate is high enough that it's not good, and depending on when we fail, we've got cleanup to do afterwards, and so it's, so I gotta wander in tomorrow to try to get them a list of all the stuff that needs to be cleaned up from the overnight stuff. This is not ideal. This is not how we like to run things, but man, all of us, we're just all out of ideas, you know? We're looking at this going, yeah, I don't know. Oh, but you know, some days are like this. Some days are just like this. So I've already warned them that tomorrow is International Cat Day, which is actually today. Today, August the 8th, is International Cat Day. So tomorrow we will be celebrating. There will be a tail involved. It's interesting at the same time because I noticed I made a new friend after National Mustard Day, which was last Saturday, which that's an interesting story. I don't know if I probably mentioned that last week. But we did celebrate National Mustard Day on Saturday. I'll get back to that in a minute. But out of that, I made a new Facebook friend from Walmart. I recognized her when she sent me the friend request. But then as part of her feed, she was talking about the fact that all the Walmart employees, they're trying to get everybody to wear black on Friday, which is tomorrow, in honor of the shooting at the El Paso Walmart last Saturday. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, you know, should I not do International Cat Day? But then I thought, well, maybe they want a little something to think about, and I'd already told a bunch of other people, and so I got myself some really thick, wide elastic, 4 inches, and I'm going to put a decal on that about the Walmart thing, and I'll wear a black armband and, you know, hopefully show a little solidarity with them, you know, as well as still bring a smile or two. So we'll see. We'll see. But from the looks of it, I will be going in to work with the programmers for International Cat Day. I'm just coming off. I normally don't do this, but we were busy enough that I didn't have many. I normally stop eating on Thursdays about 4 and just finish up the last half hour, so then I do this, but I didn't actually get that done today, so let me take another bite, if you don't mind. and then I will talk while I'm eating, which is a great plan. That's a great plan. And I could choke, and I could choke to death on the podcast. That would be a good plan. Oh, man. That would be a fitting end to this week. Wow, it's been an interesting week. My beloved has been away this week. She's gone with her mom down to do a little visiting, and so I've been taking care of the cats, which is kind of good because, you know, it is going to be International Cat Day tomorrow, so kind of give me, you know, a chance to kind of get up some close-hand first experience. One more bite, and then I'm done. So, we have this thing with our cats at home. Okay, now I'm done. We have this thing with our cats at home. I mean, one of the reasons that you have cats, especially if you live in the country, is you have cats because they're mousers. Because when you go and you build a house and drop it right in the middle of a stand of trees, where when you have to take out 40 trees in order to put your house and tuck it back into the stands of trees, there's little critters that don't like to be displaced, and so they're, over the course of a year, going to decide that your house is nice and warm and it's cold out here, or your house is nice and dry and it's wet out here, and so they're going to find ways to move their way in. And in fact, from time to time, we have little mice that get inside our house. And that's what the cats are supposed to do. Except the cats treat these mice like little chew toys. As opposed to... And they don't chew on them. That's the problem. You know, they just bat them around and chase them around the house. It's like, no. And they catch them. But then they just bat them around a little bit and let them escape. And it's like, no, no, kill it. Eat it, kill it. But they don't. And we've got one cat that I'm not really sure if the cat is feeling that well. Because the cat has basically skipped meals a couple of times this week. I think the cat's probably lonely because Nett is the one that gives them all the affection. So they've been a little discouraged because they aren't getting much affection from me. And we've got one cat that's basically just been sitting by a vent. There's been two different times when I've put out the food and that kind of stuff, and the cat is just like sitting by the vent, staring down into the vent, which may be because the mouse slipped down there, although I don't know how it would get through the vent. But so I've been doing the feed the cats, clean up the litter box stuff this week. But like I said, good training because, you know, it's International Cat Day. The other thing that was fun was National Mustard Day, which I may have mentioned this on Thursday, last Thursday. Maybe. But a week ago Wednesday, I hadn't talked to a particular buddy in a while, and I had my Saturday morning open, and so I texted him, and I said, hey, I said, we haven't chatted for a while, do you want to grab breakfast on Saturday? And he said, sure. I said, well, it's just a regular day. I think I mentioned this last week. It's just a regular day, because he had been with me on Leprechaun Day, and Happy Easter Day and Star Wars Day and that kind of stuff. And so then he wrote back and he said, well, it's International Mustard Day. So, okay. So I ended up ordering overnight, I think I mentioned this last week, a t-shirt from Amazon.com. And then I decided I would run by Walmart on Friday and just see what they had for t-shirts as well. They did have a t-shirt and some shorts. The t-shirt was a little pale in terms of yellow, and the shorts were actually the right color. I had also ordered two things overnight from Amazon where the t-shirt was the right color, but the shorts over there were too pale, so I put the two together. We made it work. It was fine. What was interesting about all of it was that I had ordered this t-shirt, so Friday after grocery shopping, I went by Hobby Lobby because I needed to get the iron-on stuff so that I could make a French's mustard logo on the front of this. And I knew I needed red and I needed dark blue. I may just talk about this till I get home. I've got notes, but I'm not really that happy about the notes. They're fine. I may just ramble today. Sorry, this is going to be rambling day. If you don't like the rambling days, you can just shut it off. But I went by Hobby Lobby, and it's always interesting to me when I get involved in these things that are seemingly just minor things that the God of the universe should not be interested in. And I know that at some point, if anyone is reviewing this and they have a certain philosophical bent, that someone is going to say, wow, that guy is really a megalomaniac to think that God would actually be interested in this, because obviously that's not true, blah, blah, blah. But I just can tell you that as things are developing in real time, that as near as I can recall, this is what happened in real time, and this is not unusual for me. And if you have enough of these things happen in real time, you do get to the point where you start thinking, yeah, there's something going on here. There really is something going on here. So, I knew I had a t-shirt coming in. I knew I needed red and dark blue. Kind of a navy blue. Really didn't think about that much. I just needed red and navy blue because on the French's classic yellow mustard bottle, there is, and I didn't think about this either, there is white lettering. There's a red flag, and there is blue lettering. And I didn't actually think about this till later, and I didn't do the white lettering, which I could have, but ta-da. So I needed that. So I go into Hobby Lobby. I know where the Cricut aisle is, where they have the Cricut supplies. And Cricut is a machine, for those of you who may not know, you can hook it up to your computer, you can upload artwork into your computer, and then you can hit the buttons, and it has this cutting tool, and it will actually cut stuff out on stencils and things so that you can then go and make iron-on t-shirts and that sort of thing. So I had already created the logos, which, because that's not that hard, you know, I have the tool set to do that. And so I had created the logos, and I created, partly I downloaded some, and then partly I just created it myself. Needed red, needed dark blue, needed white, but I didn't actually end up using white because I wasn't really thinking. Ta-da. But anyway, so I turn on the Cricut aisle, and I'm looking for red. Well, red is pretty easy to see. I mean, they've got all of these different rolls of different kind of scrapbooking stuff and vinyl on and this, that, and the other. And my eye is immediately drawn to the first red one that I see. So I pick it up, and I twist it, and I realize that it's a variety pack. And it has red in it. And it has blue in it, and it has white in it, and I really didn't clue into the fact that it had white. I should have, but I didn't. Because I could have put an inset in it for the white lettering, and I just didn't do it. So that was my bad. I missed that one. And neither did I make the connection that those are the colors of the American flag. So, of course, there would be red, white, and dark blue. I mean, I just didn't even make that connection until I got home and started looking at it. And I was like, well, that's pretty obvious. So the fact that there would be red, blue, and white in a pack, that's really not that much. But I looked at it and went, well, hey, there's both of the colors there. But then I noticed that it was something called Sports Flex, and it said on there, only for use with polyester or something else, polyester or synthetic fabrics, because it's meant for shirts that have a little spandex or something in them, that have a lycra, that have a little stretch. And so it's more of a rubbery material. And so I went, oh yeah, my t-shirt's probably cotton. And so I just put it back on and I started looking for some other stuff. And as I was moving down the aisle away from that particular roll, and I started towards a red, another red that I saw, there was just like this definite pushback. It's like, no, 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 no. And I think I even picked up the other red roll, but it was like, no, 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 no. So I put that back down because I've learned to respond to those things. Went back over there, picked the roll up. I checked again. Yes, it was only for polyester and synthetic fabrics. So then I pull out my phone and I'm starting to search for, can I use Sports Flex on cotton? And again, I get this, no, 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 no. And a very definite impression. Look on Amazon.com, see what the shirt's made out of. So I just stop. Go back over to Amazon.com, pull it up, scroll down, hit the order details, scroll down, scroll down. Lo and behold, the shirt's 100% polyester. I'm like, score! So I get it home, I do a test print real quick. I've got something going on that evening, that's Friday, but I do a test print real quick. And I can't get, you know, normally with the other type, you just peel it off and, you know, then you have to weed out some of the other stuff. Man, I cannot get this stuff started. I'm like, what? And again, there's this pressure that comes, you know, you need to weed this. You need to weed this stuff out. Use the weeding tool. So eventually I grab the weeding tool. As it turns out, this is like a really rubbery fabric, and the only way you can get it started is by using the weeding tool. So as soon as I did that, I was like, there it is, we're good to go, you know. And so I do the two things. It works out beautifully. I mean, it just works out beautifully. Ended up really looking good. Again, I could have done the white lettering, and I had the supplies to do that, but I just wasn't thinking. I was rushing a little too much. But it was fun. It was fun. It was fun on Wednesday. You know, because I had an outfit, I was basically all yellow and had the French's Mustard logo big on the front of it. And, you know, everyone seemed to get a kick out of it. I'm getting my mail. One moment. Everyone seemed to get a kick out of it. Wow. That's really pungent. What in the... Huh. There's a dryer sheet. That's very odd. There's a dryer sheet. Wow, that's a really pungent dryer sheet. And there's another one down there, too. Someone came by and left some dryer sheets. And I don't know if the postman is saying he doesn't like the way my mailbox smells. I didn't think it smelled. Or maybe somebody is just trying to... Wow, those are pungent. Goodness. Anyway, so it was fun. It was fun. It was fun. We have one of the reasons that I did French's Mustard is that we have a French's plant here in town. So I go to breakfast and everybody's laughing and we're carrying on. I'm a Cracker Barrel and, you know, we're doing the thing and talking. And so I get ready to leave and this is on Saturday. And I stand up and as I'm walking out, I notice there's a guy, you know, it's kind of looking at me as I walk up. And so I looked down, smiled at him. I said, Happy National Mustard Day, sir. And he said, I know, I work at French's. Hey! So we chit-chat a little bit, and finally his wife said, well, do you want to get a picture? I was like, sure, you know, we can get a picture, so we get a picture, blah, 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 blah. So it was good. It was good. It was nice. You know, it was good all the way through. People seemed to enjoy it, and got a chance to talk to some friends, so it's good. Because in this day and age, you know, we need a few smiles. Especially with the week that I've had, we need a few smiles. So I am going into work tomorrow. I will be wearing the cattail. And the t-shirt. And this and that. But it will be fun. You know, and it's kind of nice end to the week there. And, you know, it will all work out. It always works out because Jesus is kind and he is good. And he watches over us and he helps us. And I'm going to have to bring this podcast to an end because this dryer sheet is stinking me out of my car. So this is Phil Farron and I have made it home.